Every day, 130 Americans die from opioid overdose.
Some of us are in invisible prisons today, even as we try to appear free.
Sales of alcoholic beverages are up 55% compared to a year ago.
I believe God's going to set you free.
Welcome, friends, to another episode here on the Recovering Reality Podcast. I hope you are doing fantastic. I'm going to start pumping out a few more episodes here. I've been doing, I think, about three a month. Been busy. Work has been good. Working with clients, seeing lives changed and other responsibilities like husband, father. All of that, though, being said, and a topic idea came to mind that I think would really benefit a lot of people to think through. And I kind of just want to share some thoughts and some facts on it. And really just emphasize our individual value, that every person has extreme value. You know, it doesn't matter. You say, well, yeah, you don't, I mean, maybe some people, but you don't know what I've been through. Well, you also don't know everything I've been through, although I shared much of it on my podcast, and a lot more of it in detail will be coming out in my book that is coming out soon. But every person is extremely valuable, especially in the eyes of God. I realize I have many people that listen to my podcast. For those of the Christian faith, followers of Jesus, which are many people on my podcast, just who listen, just think about what God went through, what Christ went through on the cross to redeem our value. Many people think that there's still this common perspective, Jesus, I'm so worthless and terrible. Jesus had to go to the cross for me because I'm such a failure. I'm such this. And it's just not true. It's the exact opposite, actually. He went to the cross for us, loved us, and laid down his life for us because we were so valuable. That's how valuable God thinks we are. He loves us so much that he went through that. His son went through that to redeem us so that we could live in relationship, unbroken relationship with God. Now, that being said, I want to break down an analogy that I hope just really drives this point home, because I've seen it too many times to even remember. People who so defeated, so destroyed, feeling so worthless and ashamed, and I've seen their lives so dramatically changed, such transformation, moving literally from one end of the spectrum to the complete opposite end of the spectrum. How does that happen? How does somebody go from death's doorstep, addict, alcoholic, addicted to whatever, homeless, mental health issues, a whole bunch of stuff. How does someone go from that place to a place of you see them and it's unrecognizable, the story they tell from their past? You're like, I can't see that in you. Well, it's because God has completely transformed them. But at some point in that process, they were able to also catch a glimpse of their value. They were able to catch a glimpse of how God sees them. They were able to catch a glimpse of what other people saw in them. And they were able to grab a hold, something in this of hope somewhere in there, and to see their value somewhere in there. And it be a driving, motivating factor to say, I am worth, I am valuable. I do have a purpose. I am, my life is worth living. And maybe you haven't been to that low place before, but I know many people that have, and now literally their entire life is spent helping others do the same. It's incredible. And I look at it like this. I look at it like everybody has a gold mine inside of them. Everybody. But if you think about it, think about a gold mine, okay? A gold mine is mainly dirt and rocks. And it's mainly dark. And it mainly takes a whole bunch of blood, sweat, and tears, and hard work, and calloused hands to get to the gold. But the reason that the people who are digging through that are okay with putting that much work, time, energy, and resources into it is because they believe there's gold in there and they know the value of gold. So they're willing to dig till they find it, sift through the dirt. The time and resources, manpower expended to get to that vein of gold is worth it when you find it. Nobody remember, you know, the hard work that goes on, the amount of trouble to get there, it tends to just vanish and drift away. I mean, we don't necessarily forget it all, the amount of work it took to get to the gold. But once the gold is found, it kind of just trumps everything because you knew it was there the whole time. How's it we just get to it? And I think that a lot of people believe, yeah, there's good. And like, I can understand what you're saying. There's gold and everyone. Okay. But I think a lot of people kind of step aside and don't want to dig into finding it because they know in order to get to it, you have to get involved in the mess. It's dirty. It's messy. That's how you get to it. You got to sift through it. There's a process and some work involved in it of getting people to recognize the good and the gold that's in them. And the amazing thing that takes place is, you know, obviously that gold that's in there is we were created in the image and likeness of God and God living in us. You know, any of that goodness that's in there, once it is accessed, once it's found, we realize real quickly it's unlimited when you find it. Unlike a mine where you find it and you mine it till you get all the gold out, okay? When we find that vein of gold and we find that treasure chest in us, we realize pretty quickly there's a lot there. A whole bunch there, especially when we're living the right way and we're living with God, we realize we have access to unlimited treasure inside of us because we have access to God. And He is bringing our natural design, our created purpose to the surface. And that is extremely valuable. And it's never ending. It's unlimited in nature. This is why you see people that could go from death's doorstep, worthless, defeated, broken, going through that process of transformation and into relationship with God and being able to see the amount of treasure within them. This is why you see some of those people spend the rest of their entire life trying to give it away. They spend the rest of their life trying to give it away because they've come into the revelation and understanding that it's never ending. As long as I keep giving it away, as long as I keep looking for that good and I keep digging, as long as I keep giving it away to try and help others do the same, it's literally never ending access to that treasure inside of us. So that being said, I want to read to you some facts about gold, okay, to drive this point home just a little bit more. I was reading through this and it's quite fascinating. It's really quite fascinating. Gold has been mined for over 5,000 years. It's been discovered on every single continent on Earth. Gold has been found. Gold appearing as money started 700 BC, so 700 years before Christ. It started being used as money. But it's it gets even more interesting. There's some other ones here. You know, gold is actually can conduct heat and electricity. It's estimated, mostly unextractable, but it's estimated there are 9 billion metric tons of gold in the sea. I'd never heard that and didn't know that. And I'll tell you what, dude, 9 billion tons of gold in the right hands would fix all the economic problems in the right hands. Key add on there. there's some other ones here that are very, very, you know, gold is mentioned, referenced over 400 times in the King James Bible. It's estimated that 142,000 tons of gold have been mined throughout history. Man, that's a lot. Pure gold refined in the fire. Bible talks about that. Pure gold refined. It's so soft it can be molded by hand. That's how soft it is. It's edible. And, you know, some places add flakes of gold to for food or drink. That's kind of crazy, huh? Here's one, though, that I did not know. And it just made me feel so good when I started reading a little bit more about some of the fun facts about gold. Did you know that the human body contains 0.2 milligrams of gold? Human bones contain 0.016 parts per million of gold. Now, I don't know how to do all the math on that, and I don't want to try to, but I'll just say this. It's obviously a small amount. But that, if there's ever been a way to prove the point of God letting us know how much value is buried deep in us and layers of it that come to the surface, how we were designed, multifaceted in the image and likeness of God, the wisdom. Proverbs 8 talks about wisdom is more valuable than all the gold, rubies, gems. It's more valuable than that. And if you seek it, he gives you rubies and gems and gold. Read it. It's Proverbs 8. It's in there. It was fascinating to me. Literal, real gold is found in the human body, as if God himself was putting a little stamp on it, just saying the value that is buried deep within you is undeniable and unending. You know, in this day and age, it's like, man, we live in a culture where so many of us, for lack of a better way to say it, have been programmed through social media, through the media, through every to look for what's wrong, to see what's the problem in things. Now, quick side note, like, come on, like, let's not pretend problems aren't there. Pretending a problem's not there doesn't make it go away. But only focusing on the problem just makes the problem worse as well. I mean, spot the problem, but then we look for the solution. You know, but we've, so much of our society has, we've been trained to spot what's wrong with people. You know, the media, it's always what's wrong with people. What's wrong with this situation? Think about it. The detail goes on forever if you think about it, okay? When you buy an item online, what are the first thing it wants you to do is rate it on a scale of 1 to 5. How many stars? And then leave a review. Our whole perspective is geared towards judging and critiquing. Most of the time I leave a good rating, and if it's not a good rating, I just don't leave it, because I'm not trying to blast someone else's business. I got my own, okay? I know what all that's like. But just being aware of it, being able to understand, it's like, my job is not to look for the dirt and the rocks, okay? It's there. It's there in anybody's life. In case you were wondering, it's in everybody's life. You know, we mature and we grow up. You're going to find a lot less of it, okay? But nobody's perfect. Nobody, okay? Even the architects of cancel culture. Yeah, let's run your life through a fine-tooth comb and see how perfect you are. But I'm telling you, the more we can look for the good in people, the more we can look for the good, the more we can look for the gold, the value in a situation, the more our influence will increase. The more we look for the value and the good inside of people, places, and things, the more people will be drawn to us. And the more that we realize it's worth it to dig through the dirt, it's worth it to sift through these rocks, because there's immense value underneath it all. There's incredible value. And when you find it and you help other people spot that in themselves, in their situation, in their circumstances, the other thing that comes with it is the understanding of, there's more gold in there. Teaching them how to mine that gold out, there's more in there. Because what we focus on, we empower. Very simply, we could just look for the dirt and the grime and the problems. All it does is it makes us more aware of the problems. And the more aware we become of the problems, the more hopeless we become and the lack of solutions that we possess. But the more we look for what's right with things, focus in on that, highlight it, mine it, bring it to the surface, the more solutions we will see come to the surface, and the more hope we will see come to the surface as well. So I'll just leave you with that. A very simple question. Are you trying to spot the dirt and the rocks in people, places, situations, things? Or are you aware that there's some dirt and some rocks that need to be dug through? But inside of it, there's gold, there's treasure in there. And it's unending and it's extremely valuable. And it increases as you access it.
Thanks for joining us on the Recovering Reality Podcast. If you're looking for more recovery resources to help you in your journey, you can access our YouTube channel, a free ebook, our podcast and blogs through recoveringreality.com. You can also connect with us about recovery coaching, sober companionship, or interventions. And if you're looking for treatment for you or a loved one, you can reach out to a very well-respected treatment center called Banyan Treatment Centers at 866-942-8154.